pasa.
Right.
So instead of thinking or expecting something that I would like to know all, one can understand one's own accumulation, whether one can or not, and develop the understanding of any reality which appears.
Because there are plenty of those appearing to be understood without having to try and understand those that don't appear.
Yeah. What's that?
It's translated as contact. It arises with each citta, so that citta can experience the object, but it's not physical contact.
Is contact the right word for the passa cetasika?
It's usually translated in that way. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but it's again, it's a word, so if we don't consider it, we won't understand it. All those definitions, because the commentaries give for each cetasika, and all the rupas also definitions. But even when we read the definitions, doesn't mean that we can really understand it.
Yes, you ask if it's the right word. Well, in English, contact would... the concept of contact is a physical one of, you know, a physical contact between two things. So the idea of a citta, that is... a jetasika, a nama, that is contact, is quite strange, but...
Do we have to follow this previous translation, or can we have the word which suits, or which can explain better?
No, I think we can have a better term if we can think of one. But, you know...
If we give the explanation that it is not physical contact, if we add that, it is okay. Because we can also think of the Pali word and the meaning.
Mental contact.
I think it was yesterday in the Thai talk, the Bodhi Pakkhya Dhamma. And they are full of these realities that... one doesn't experience directly in daily life at this stage, but presumably one does at a more advanced stage of development. And can it be said that these are for not for beginning level, the Bodhi Pakkhya Dhamma?
I think that anyone can read anything because it's there, and consider it carefully, and then one can get the meaning of it. For example, what is Bodhipakkhya Dhamma? Started with, what is it first? Otherwise, we might follow the idea without knowing what is it, like Bodhipakkhya Dhamma.
This is the factors of enlightenment, yes. So-called.
Yes. And all of them have to be developed to become enlightened. So little by little, we can find it in... Paramatta Dhamma, the survey of Patta Dhammas, and we can try to understand little by little. And some are the same realities, but different aspects are given. Like Indriya, the faculty which is a leader, but in this case, the five Indriyas which have to be developed, mental Indriyas, and then they become Pala. They are powers and are unshakable by their opposite. So different aspects are given, and we can study those too. I think it's important too, because they have to be developed, all of them together.
Is there anyone who tried to develop some, not all, intentionally?
Probably, I would say yes. I would say that some people think that the Eightfold Path, basically, out of that, a lot of people say, okay, this is what the practice is all about, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. And particularly out of that, they would focus on right effort and right concentration, those two.
So is it wrong? Right practice?
Wrong practice. Totally wrong. It's attachment to results.
Or they try to have them. But they do not understand the conditions.
That's
that it's conditioned.
Conditioning factors.
to have step by step in our daily life, solutions, whether it be long term or short term. And not that this doesn't have a step by step, but it's not, I guess you can't do it with self. And most of our motivation and action is motivated by idea of self.
Amaru points it out because we can't do it by ourselves.
It's in Tipitaka.
But so we can't find it.
The good friend is the Tipitaka.
Yeah, it is true. It is true, but when we read it ourselves, it's really very hard for us.
This is Ludwig's position to point this out to you? Or?
That's why we need discussion.
Yeah, because there's so much in the Tipitaka, and it's so easy to misinterpret what is there to be. One's loba and wrong view leads one into areas that would be fatal if without the right friends around to give the reminders.
Maybe you can remind me in future on the email list. You can be my good friend.
Oh, Nina.
But when once one have the satyayana, one will follow the satya, not the other way. For instance, when one knows that the reality which appears is the reality that Panya can understand completely, absolutely, when it develops. So we don't move away to having something which is not the present one. For example, seeing right now is or can be the object of awareness and understanding. Otherwise, we keep on going away from it. Never be aware of it. Keep away from it all the time. So there is no way to understand the absolute reality which is conditioned or by conditions that it can arise and appear.
In the past, we were talking so much, also in India, so much about seeing, and that we said we see at once the tree and the buffaloes, and how can we know what seeing is? And then you suggested maybe close your eyes, open them very quickly.
We used to think about the object which is seen all the time, but there can be the moment of beginning to develop the understanding that visible object is like this, just this, only this. So it doesn't mean that it's difficult to understand visible object. It appears, it depends on understanding, excuse me, whether there can be the moment of developing understanding of the characteristic of it, that it a Dhamma, which can appear through the I sense. So it just begin little by little to remember, not forget, not being forgetful that this is just a reality. It's like one flower in this among the six glasses. So there are six flowers, but in reality there is only one. So thinking can think about whatever is seen, while in reality there is just a reality that can be experienced through I sense. Not permanent, but the thinking and the idea, the thought, seems stay all the time.
But it seems with seeing that thinking takes over more than for hearing, but that must be personal, or even tasting a flavor, or even hardness appearing seems to be less, also difficult, but a bit less difficult than just visible object, because it's so wide and we get confused.
But by remembering little by little that it's only a reality which appears, we'll not be as interested to the idea as before, that there are people here, by knowing that it's only visible object which is seen. Without visible object, how can there be the idea of many people sitting in this room?
Yeah. But really, that is so much my thinking about it, when we think, how can there be many people? So there must be seeing. And still, it's very difficult to experience it.
And also, can I just add that even without seeing, one would still have the idea, because of the hearing and contact faculties.
All six worlds. But this world is hard to develop because we still have the idea of something all the time from the visible object which appears. But it can begin now, this moment, or later, to know or begin to understand the visible object as just a reality which can be seen. It doesn't mean that we'll have that understanding instantly, but it can develop. Until it appears like sound, very short.
It seems to be appearing longer.
When there is more and more understanding, it's shorter and shorter.
I suppose also a visible object is more tied to an object than, say, sound is, because we can understand intellectually that a sound, even though this is wrong, I mean, we don't think of a sound as necessarily being linked to an origin in rupas, a particular group of rupas, whereas visible object is always linked to something that is kind of in front of us at the same time.
And since it's the only rupa which can be seen, see, it appears with different colors, so it brings more idea about it. But when it does not appear, there is only the memory of sound and other doorway. So we have less attached to the idea of people and things.
So are you saying that some sense doors are bigger than others?
Not bigger.
I mean, let more in? Or
the appearance is different. For example, sound. Even one closes one's eye, there is sound, and one can understand just sound, the meaning of sound later. But for this particular rupa, which can be seen, only one out of the 28 classes of rupa, only this can be seen, only this rupa can be seen. So there are conditions for taking note of what appears, people and thing, more often, because with the different characteristics, different colors, and it keeps on appearing, just one rupa that can be seen. And when one thinks about the object which is seen, like the shape of some picture, it's in our memory, but it's not like this at all. Never like rupa, which is seen. So one can know that that is thinking and memory of what is seen. So we take something out of the visible object as people and thing, but in reality, it's just visible object.
But is that different than hearing?
It's like hearing, but it appears more in a day. And since it appears like this, it can condition moral thinking about it in one's memory.
In a day, though, where constantly have hardness and softness and hot and cold, that's maybe more even than seeing, because...
At this moment, what's more?
I don't know. I don't have awareness.
What's more? Never stop. Even one blink, no stop of the appearing of whisper object. See?
But I'm sitting on the chair and my arm is on the arm and I'm hot and I'm...
When there's no awareness, that reality has completely gone. You cannot come back and think how hard it is, because that hardness is completely gone. It's only thinking about. But the seeing all the time, while hearing arises, there is also seeing. While there is the experiencing of hardness, there is also seeing. While there's thinking, there is always seeing.
I'm chewing on that.
What we experience through the body, we think of as just being what's contacting the point of the body at that moment, the hardness of the chair or something, but whereas what we see we think of as being the world out there. So it's a much greater dimension to it.
To me that seems like, in the intellectual way, yes, but yet experience, all kinds of experiencing are happening that we don't maybe think about, but we're experiencing? Question.
If there is no seeing arising, only the body consciousness arises all the time, and just some moment of seeing, the world is different. Since the other rupa do not appear, it doesn't make one feel like, since the other rupas do not appear, so it does not influence us as much as the one which appears through eye sense. For example, if someone tells you a story, no picture at all, you have the idea of who and who and who, what are they doing, that's all. But when you see the picture, the who with eyes and ears and things like that, has more influence than just hearing. The influence of the idea of self or someone. For example, if it tells you that there is a bottle, very, very small, with such and such shape. You try to think, but you do not see it yet. But when you see it, it's different, because you really experience what you have heard about it.
Also, we build a mental image of it. We try to see it in our mind, but of course we haven't seen it.
Mm-hmm. So it's not like the one, the exact one.
It's like seeing the relic yesterday. We know there is a relic and we have an idea, but we haven't seen it before, and then we see it, it is really different.
Jack, do you remember the relics? And this time, and this time,
much more.
This time I saw it much, much
yeah.
more clearly.
Yeah, so
to me, the same. No matter how many times, exactly the same. I can't see the details, whether what color, what shape, because I didn't pay attention to the shape and form. what's in my mind is just something which reminds me about the time when all the bones was not scattered. So we have different idea even we see the same thing. And I'm sure next time it's the same. I don't know anything more than just arupa, a reality which is seen.
Because we cling. We cling to the idea.
It depends, because for the relics, I do not have the idea of wanting to really see whether it's the truth or the bone or whatever it is. Because I don't know. I cannot know. But I could think of the Buddha's virtues.
But the perspective of Thanachart is much, much different than our own perspective because of her wisdom as opposed to our level of wisdom.
And when people ask me, I cannot answer the color, the shape. I just look, that's my answer.
I think that we still, you know, we still pay attention to shapes and form of the object as opposed to, you know, having right understanding of the essence, you know, of what we're there for.
When it's different ones, like at the foundation, it's bigger. And like the nail, and I'm not sure, something like that, the nail shape, I know that it's different from the others. But when it's as small and almost the same, I cannot tell because I didn't pay attention. But that, even I didn't pay attention, the shape and form is different.
Would you also explain the significance of, you know, of having a Buddha relics as opposed to the statue?
The statue, any statue is not Buddha. But the relic is. Belongs to him once. It's only concept. Even the relics, who knows? See?
When we talked about seeing before, you once explained, seeing is only a moment, very short, and then it seems that the world is light. And then there are many other moments, even in the same process, and many other impressions through the other doorways. And then we could say the world is dark because there's no seeing. But it doesn't appear to us. It is as if the world is light all the time. So we can be so mistaken.
Even when one closes one's eyes. Because you see that people think that reality must be quite different from their daily reality. But it's not at all. Exactly the same. But the panya grows and knows and discerns inside the true nature of reality as it is. Because each moment is short. No difference. Whether it is seeing or hearing or thinking. But when there is not the developed understanding, when it's not clear, when it's not precise, there is doubt about it. And doubt is a reality. So no matter it's doubt or anything, Panya can see it as Dhamma. It fits the meaning from the beginning. Everything is Dhamma. We have to come to realize by our own understanding. Start from the beginning, everything is Dhamma. And we can see that the rebirth consciousness and the pavanga, the citta which follows the birth consciousness, must be very dark as when there is no seeing process. The same, because hardness can be experienced even when there is no seeing. So how dark it is. So the panya can understand the quality or the characteristic of citta. It doesn't have any shape, no form, nothing else in it at all. Only the faculty of experiencing an object, and it is the indriya, the leader or the chief of experience, not like cetasika, which feels or remember. So when we take everything out of this world, what is left? Citta. It knows. No matter when rupa does not appear, but citta is there. And at that moment, the characteristic is seen by panya, which knows the characteristic of citta, not as cetasika. So one lives in darkness, very, very dark, and only one spot that can make the world bright or light. Just only that eye base only. The other rupa cannot condition the appearing of visible object or light. So in reality, one lives in darkness with the idea of thinking about what is experienced through the other doorway. And what is darker?
Avicca.
Doesn't know anything at all.
You say that when panya is developed, everything is normal, everything is